The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere, joined again today by Leanne Caruso. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack.
And you are at the furthest point away from the rest of us on today's episode and still yet kind of in the United States. Where are you today?
Kind of. I'm closer to Cuba than anywhere else than Miami, but I'm in Key West today. I'm actually on vacation this week.
All right. Well, thanks for putting a halt in that fun family vacation and joining Social Geek Radio again today. I want to mention real quick that today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, VetFran, and the all-new Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. The FMLC is happening in Atlanta, June 18th, 19th, and 20th. Keynotes include Duncan Wardle, head of creative and strategy from Disney and Pixar, and yours truly will be leading a very cool social media panel with some awesome brand marketers. You can register now at franchisemarketingconference.com and be sure to enter your brand in the Innovation Awards before April 21st. Okay, Leanne, I know today's subject is really right in your wheelhouse, so I'm glad you pulled yourself away from vacation to join us. Today, we want to start our series of episodes talking about personal branding. What does that mean to you as far as developing a personal brand?
Well, Jack, I think that, hold on, I have to put down my margarita and the waves are crashing so loud. I can't, just kidding. For personal branding, I think it's really fascinating, especially CEOs or founders or people within their organizations that are building these great brands and iconic brands and popular brands, but they're also building their own brand. So whether or not they're writing a book or they have their own website or they're a speaker, I think that there's a fascinating divide between a personal brand and a business brand and kind of leveraging both to build each other up. And so I'm excited to talk about more of that today with Stefania, our guest.
Yeah, let's bring her into the mix here too. Joining us once again is Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes of Franchise Blast. Hey, Stefania.
Hello, how are you?
We are well. Well, I should say Leanne's doing better than either of the two of us right now, I think.
So. She's not looking at snow outside her window, right?
Wow. I'm not.
Snowing in Toronto. Okay, I feel pretty cool about Chicago right now then. So. Stefania, you've really spent a lot of time on personal branding yourself too. And I really agree with Leanne's points about there's kind of a trick to it when you've got a personal brand and a company brand. And I'm not sure I've figured that out yet. So give us your take on what personal branding is and what are you trying to accomplish?
Sure. So I see personal branding and company branding very much intertwined. I actually saw an amazing session about branding presented at the International Franchise Association this year. It was called How to Talk About Your Business So People Care, presented by Mark Levy, who wrote a book called The Specific Edge, which I immediately downloaded but have not yet read. But basically that the idea of Mark Levy's work, who's done consulting for some of like the biggest names that we know in the franchising world. One name that popped out to me was Cheryl Batchelor, who is quite famous in our world of franchising. So basically, he was saying how your personal story can really contribute to your brand story. So even if you're, you know, executive at a brand, like all of us are, and not necessarily the founder, your personal story and your passion for your particular industry can definitely contribute. So we had like some really neat people at that session, and we all kind of like were able to stand up, and some of us were told our stories. And it was like interesting, like you hear about someone in a fitness franchise talking about how, you know, how fitness helped one of their gym members with depression, and that absolutely changed their life, that they realized that it could make that positive difference in someone's life, right? And so once you hear that, you realize like, wow, this like fitness person who looks like, you know, a Ken doll looks like has more than just that inside. Like he actually cares about his community and he's caring about helping, you know, people with mental illness in his community. Right. So it was just like an amazing session. And it just sort of, And, you know, I think all of us have in common that we're all storytellers, right? And so it just sort of told me that stories are important when you're building brands. And a lot of those stories come from personal stories.
Yeah, I think all brands' stories really are stories about people who are there. You know, you're not really talking about the building or the product or the service. You're really talking about the founder or maybe the current leadership or someone who came up with something innovative there. Do either one of you see a danger of overtelling a personal brand story and having it, you know, overshadow the company or the business?
I don't know if there's a danger. I suppose if there's a negative press that goes along with it, perhaps. But I don't think there's a danger in so much as that, you know, I think they only lift to build each other up would be my take on that. Stefania, what do you feel about that?
I agree. I think that I think the one danger would be if they're if sort of like that personality can take over the brand. And then, as we know, like a company can live for 100 years. So there's going to be a number of people at that leadership helm, right? But I think that sometimes people can bring their different stories and then it contributes to their different styles of leadership, right? I'm not sure. Like I'm with Leanne. Like I don't think there's a danger per se. I think there's just a ton of benefits.
So let's talk about some people. Let's drop some names. Who's got a great personal brand? And you know, let's not talk about Elon Musk and Richard Branson, but you know, maybe some people in our industry or other founders or people we're familiar with, or maybe it's someone that we don't know yet that you think has a great personal brand. Any opening thoughts?
Well, you're going to kill me, but I'm going to open this with with you, Jack.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
I know that that's going to take you off guard, but I think that you have done a fantastic job of building your own personal brand. So while you have, you know, a successful career at Social Joey as a CRO, you also have, you know, you have your own thing. And I think everybody knows Jack, first of all. Second of all the way down to your wardrobe, everybody knows that Jack only wears black. And we also know that you have like 10,000 vinyl records and you're, you know, huge into music. And so I think that you've done this really great job of people getting to know Jack himself, along with building, you know, along with your successful career, you know, and so throughout the franchising industry, you've had, you've had a couple of different jobs here and there. But I'm going to call you out on that. And I know you weren't expecting that, but, sorry to catch you off guard there,
I think
you've done a great job with it.
Oh, thank you. It's just being who I am and not really saying, okay, I'm going to come out with this brand. Or I didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what? I hate all other colors other than black, right? I mean, it's just kind of been this way for decades. And, you're right. It turns into a thing. It's an identifier. It's almost like a uniform, you know? I mean, I guess we all have personas where you wear a mask or it's almost like an avatar, right? You know, it's just who people see when they see you, especially we all do a lot of networking. So I think that's where things like that really come out that, you know, there's that guy that's always dressed in black or, you know, there's that person who, you know, really loves tacos, Leanne. And,
my claim to fame.
Hey, if it's part of your Twitter bio, I guess it's part of your personal.
Yeah. But it's very relatable.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's part of
all
it,
of
though,
my
too.
Social bios, by the way.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, but Stefania's got a good point there. It's very relatable. I mean, you know, who's going to go, tacos? Who wants to hear about tacos? I hate tacos. Nobody. That's who. I mean, so, you know, everybody can get it when, you know, you joke about taco stuff on t-shirts and memes on social and that kind of thing. It's something that brings everybody into the conversation and it's a likable thing. So there, I turned it over on you as well.
We can throw it back to Stefania now too, because she also is I think does a great job of building her own personal brand with her own, with videos. It's probably something that we're all, working hard to do. I would say another person that kind of comes to my mind is Dina Dwyer Owens.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So definitely.
She does a fantastic job of, she's got her own website and then plus she, runs this massive franchise and brands. So I know that I've heard the Code of Values speaks a number of times and things like that. So she's another one that just comes off the top of my head who does a great job at.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with that one. When you see a picture of Dina on LinkedIn, which is probably every day, right? Someone shares something cool that Dina's doing or a speaking engagement or something. Dina's kind of in that class now where you see her and you have to think for a second, wait a second, is that a TV star or is that someone I know? Because she's kind of riding the line between someone you know and like an actual real celebrity. It goes back to that relatability thing.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think that in franchising especially, you want to be that down-to-earth, relatable person. I think about one of my favorite personal brand people who was president of a company I used to work for called Shreddit. And his name was Greg Brophy. He actually passed away in a plane accident in Alaska, but his memory is still really strong. And he was like a young guy who started his business right out of university as his MBA project. And he obviously Shreddit is a paper shredding document destruction company. And he started the business where it was him driving the truck. And there was some company lore where we had a joke because he started off where he would sell the service in a white shirt. Then he would go to the back of the truck, change his shirt to blue, and then service the same company, right? Talk about a white shirt versus a blue shirt. And it sort of helped us hang on. It's kind of blue collar, right? Like where we're, we're in that trucking area. And so we weren't being like hoity-toity, professionals. We were also wearing white shirts and blue shirts. And as part of the training, all of us had to do a ride-along on a truck. Like it was just part of it. And Greg was actually good friends with Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, who's another industry example of a guy with an amazing brand with those nice blue collar roots.
I love that example because you're telling a story and you're telling the story that we rolled up our sleeves and, we weren't white collar executives. We actually did the work, rode in the trucks and that kind of thing. So yeah, that's a great example of somebody who got his brand right. I just thought of another one in our industry that I think most of our listeners will know. And again, it all comes down to clothing and color. And that's our friend, Red Boswell.
Yes.
You don't have to think of his name when you see him, right? Because he's always wearing red sneakers with his suit. He's got, I don't know how many pairs of red sneakers he owns, but you never have to think, now, who is that guy? Is that Mike, Mark, Matt? What's his name? No, it's Red, right? Right. It's right there in front of you. It's Red. So, he's done a great job of really making that his business card or it's, I guess he's kind of his own logo, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very true. Always with his red shoes, which is awesome. I'll bring up another friend of ours, Angela Cote from Cultivate Advisors.
Yeah.
And I think she just does a phenomenal job of putting herself out there and doing, just building her own, her personal brand. And I think that translates when she, left her own business to go to Cultivate Advisors, she's still Angela Cote. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring her up because she's so good at social is, all of these people that we've talked about, they really do put themselves out there on social and, with video pictures. I mean, you never not see any of these people on social media. So I think that that's a huge point to make when building a personal brand, that you really kind of have to get over that hump of putting yourself out there to build that brand and just continue to produce content that's going back to wearing black, that's authentic and relevant and relatable. Just kind of tie all of our points back up with a pretty little bow in a package. But, you know, social is just hugely important for kind of making that happen on a personal level.
Yeah. And I wonder, do they, these people all post more on social, or do we just notice them because they have developed a great brand? And there could be some people who you see more posts from them, but it doesn't really resonate because you don't see the red sneakers or the black suits or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. that logo is. So, but I think you're right. I think
that's very true.
If you develop a personal brand, you've got to continue to put something out there that reinforces that brand, whether it's, you know, my Facebook pictures or Stefania's videos on LinkedIn and podcasts and all of that kind of stuff. You have to keep reinforcing the brand.
Yeah, I agree. I think when we talk about clothes, I don't know if you remember at the Canadian Franchise Association, Jack, but Ryan Smolkin. Absolutely consistent. He's from Smokes Poutinerie, and I took part in a event that they had in Toronto, and I had the plaid shirt on, and you know, I saw Angela Cote at one point with the plaid shirt. You know, Ryan is always in character.
Yeah.
He is always that, you know, that Canadiana look with poutine, which kind of embraces some national food for us, right? So I think what you were saying earlier, do they post more? I think those days of you know, the tired sort of repetitive posts are over. I think it's all about quality mm-hmm. posts and being consistent with your message, right? Like in my videos, a lot of times, you know, people would choose to watch the videos based on the picture that I had up, right? Like the picture that I had drawn, because I'm a visual artist as well, right? And they knew that they could see that, and then they'd press play if that was a topic of interest. And so it's sort of you know, I think Ryan links this, you know, plaid kind of look with his brand and all the examples, there's just one simple sort of word, yours is Jack and Black, right?
Right, right. Yeah, Ryan is a great example. You know, the first time I met him at one of the Canadian Franchise Association meetings, the first thing I thought when I saw him is I thought, this brand is going to be big, and he is going to be the Canadian Colonel Sanders. Yeah. Right? I mean, someday when you know, 100 years from now, when Ryan has passed on, there will be a cartoon version of him, right? Still promoting Smokes. So for all of these people that we're talking about that have this great personal brand and they're telling a great story, for everybody who's not doing that yet, where would the two of you say someone should start? Do you go out and find some red shoes or a plaid shirt, or what do you do first to start telling your personal story?
I think a part of it is, you know, kind of what we talked about earlier, is being true to your authentic self. I mean, the black didn't just happen, Jack. It did just happen, actually. Take that back. You know, that's just who you are. You just wear black, and that's kind of your thing. When people really started to notice, it really became a thing, and then you capitalized on it, really.
Yeah.
And you know, and so it's a thing. It's like me. I posted once, I think, that I like tacos, and now it's like a big thing with me. But you know, so I think you just kind of drive home some points that are relatable to people, and continue to be consistent in that message, as Stefania just said. So I would say maybe have a plan and come up with a concept that you've noticed along the way in your networking or your social posts that really speak to other people or that get people to engage and react, and then continue to leverage that momentum and keep building off of that.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I think sometimes in business, we feel that we all have to be the same and that we have to be sort of hiding who we really are. And I think that personal branding comes out when you are showing your difference, right? And you're kind of finding your tribe. You're finding the tribe of people. Like for me, like my tribe of people are people that are open to creativity and business, right? And, you know, I think that having a having that openness about who you are can help find that tribe more easily, right?
Absolutely.
Very well said.
And not being scared to put yourself out there, which I know is a challenge for a lot of people. And it's scary because you are putting yourself out there and you're kind of opening yourself up to the world, really. But if you want to build a personal brand and if you want to build that as part of your, you know, your culture and your business future and your professional future, then just not being afraid to put it all out there.
You know, sometimes I think with personal brand traits, whether it's Ryan's plaid suit or Red's shoes or anything, maybe people could use that as a little bit of a crutch, especially if you're more of an introvert than people actually think you are, but you need to get out and network and you need to get out in front of people and you're going to be speaking on panels and talking to people at shows and, you know, all of that stuff that, that can be a little intimidating for some people. Sometimes if you have a costume or something like a costume, at least it's a conversation starter, right? So you're not finding out really about me, but hey, let's talk about my black suits for 5 or 10 minutes, right? So it's an easy way to get into it without having to, you know, you can tell your story without having to tell your life story. I think that could be the key.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
And I would say with both of you, like I would say with Jack, I remember you from when I used to walk the convention floor when I was, you know, on the franchisor side. And I remembered you that way before I knew you. And Leanne, the moment that I met you, I felt kind of safe and connected with you, right? And I think that this kind of gets back to, you know, some of the stuff you were saying at the beginning, Jack, where, you know, yeah, like it is somewhat of a mask, but it's also part of you because it's not like either of you were a total different person from who I thought you were.
Yeah.
It's more of a kind of like an extension of who you are naturally.
Very cool.
Yes. Well,
one quick note before we go today. Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Thank you, ladies, so much for your conversation today on personal branding. We're going to be talking about this over the next several weeks with some additional guests, but I really encourage anybody who's listening who has some follow-up questions to come to the website. We'll have everybody's contact information there, and if you've got questions for Leanne or Stefania, you can hit them up there, and we'll make sure that that those questions get to the right folks. Speaking of which, Stefania, I know you've got a lot of big projects coming up that's a little bit behind the curtain right now, but where can we keep our eyes peeled for, oh, I don't know, maybe some big announcements coming our way?
Yes. Thank you for the breadcrumb opportunity. So if you check out Facebook and you go to Gravity Hub, do a search on that. I'm going to be having something out in April and really excited to finally unleash what that is.
Awesome. We will be on the lookout and we'll share links to all of that exciting stuff at socialgeekradio.com. Until then, thanks everyone for joining today. Thanks for listening and good night.